Welcome to the Hospital Finance Podcast, your go-to source for information and insights that can help you stay ahead of the challenges impacting healthcare finance. And now, the host of the Hospital Finance Podcast, Michael Passanate.
Hi, this is Mike Passanate, and welcome back to the Hospital Finance Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Andrea Pearson, Chief Marketing Officer at HealthGrades, where she is responsible for the HealthGrades brand and all marketing activities for consumers, physicians, and hospitals. Andrea is here to talk with us about some of the findings revealed in the 2018 HealthGrades report to the nation. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, we're happy to have you. Andrea, first, for those in our audience who may not be familiar with HealthGrades, can you tell us what HealthGrades is?
Of course. So most people know HealthGrades for HealthGrades.com, where we help more than a million people a day choose a hospital or a doctor. But our mission is to create meaningful connections between patients and providers, and to that end, we work with hundreds of hospitals across the nation to help them better understand their patient population, to help them reach those patients, and really engage with those patients over time. So that's how those meaningful connections really come to life in our company today.
Thanks for that, Andrea. So you joined us today because you've just published your 2018 report to the nation. Talk to us about what that report is and why you publish it.
So this is our 20th annual report to the nation. It's the 20th year that we have published the state of clinical quality in American hospitals. And so it's a really important moment in time for us every year. Our Report to the Nation covers 4,500 different hospitals nationwide and looks at clinical outcomes for 34 specific conditions and procedures. This year we did a little something different with the Report to the Nation. So we tried to give, rather than just to focus on clinical qualities in hospitals, we tried to give perspective about the entire experience that a consumer navigates. And, you know, from the decisions about physician experience to hospital quality, patient satisfaction, those types of issues, we're really shining a spotlight on what goes into making an informed decision from a consumer perspective, and how do hospitals take that information to take the right steps to really embrace, you know, new consumerism in their markets today.
And as you mentioned, you address hospital quality in the report, and perhaps not surprisingly, hospital quality has a lot to do with outcomes, but you found some very interesting things about that correlation. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, you know, certainly hospital quality is ultimately about, you know, did people get better and did we limit, you know, complications and mortality risk? Certainly those things get held above all others, but the correlations that we really look at are, what's the entire experience? What does a consumer really have to navigate in choosing the right physician, the physician with the most experience, you know, doing a hip revision, for example? Which hospital has a, you know, the lowest complication rate for orthopedic procedures? And then we look at the things that patients really pay attention to and hospitals are increasingly paying attention to, which is measures of, you know, patient satisfaction. Did I have a good experience? And we look at about 8 questions that we ask a million people a day on healthgrades.com about those experiences. And that's everything from, was it easy to get an appointment, to did my physician communicate with me effectively and well? And you can imagine all of those pieces carry over into the care that someone may receive in a clinic or in a hospital setting.
And I think you projected that there would be so many fewer readmissions or perhaps even deaths if each hospital sort of rose to that 5-star quality rating. Isn't that right?
That's right. You know, we see from the data that we look at that about 164,000 complications could have potentially been avoided if all hospitals performed really best in class and exceeded, you know, expectations. And likewise, we see about 219,000 lives could have potentially been saved from really aspiring to give, you know, not just expected quality, but really exceeding and performing at the highest possible standard every year. If you put that in perspective into, you know, a decision a consumer might make, there's great variability in clinical quality in hospitals today, and some hospitals are great at certain things and others are great at other things. But I'll give you a couple of very good specific examples. If you were admitted at a hospital with pancreatitis, you have a 93% lower risk of dying at a five-star rated hospital than if you were treated at a one-star hospital. That's a pretty astonishing, eye-opening number. And then to take that to a complication-based procedure, if you look at something like knee replacement, the hospitals that perform as a five-star hospital were about 68% less likely to have a complication rate for those procedures. So those are eye-popping statistics, and we put that information in the hands of, you know, both hospitals and consumers, because that's how, you know, transparency really creates behavior change. It creates a more considered, careful decision by the consumer, and it shines the spotlight for hospitals to really be inspired and aspire to, you know, providing the most exceptional quality care that they can.
Indeed. And this year, HealthGrades introduced the National Health Index into its report to the nation. Can you explain what that is and how it's derived?
Absolutely. So we paired the release of our clinical quality data this year with the HealthGrades National Health Index. And the index was meant to bring the story up a level for consumers and to really make it easier to understand the data that we're making transparent. We looked at four things. So we looked at two measures of health care, and that is what was the population's access to primary care physicians and what percent of the population is insured. Then the second factor in healthcare was to take the hospital quality ratings that we've been discussing and put those into the index as well. So all of the local hospitals in each city, their clinical quality ratings were included in the index. And then the last two factors we looked at are healthy decision making and risk taking behavior. So in healthy decision making, it's, you know, all the social determinants of health. Am I exercising, eating right, really doing the best to take care of myself? And am I limiting the risky behaviors? Things like smoking and binge drinking are two good examples.
And these days, information about healthcare providers is more widely accessible, and people actively seek that information as they evaluate which provider can best suit their needs. In the report, you discuss how hospitals can help empower people on this journey. Tell us about that.
So hospitals can really be very proactive in, you know, what is becoming an increasingly consumer-driven marketplace. And there are really three principles to how hospitals can approach and really, you know, make best advantage out of that change, that shift in behavior. And also make sure that they're really meeting the needs of an increasingly discerning customer who is, you know, increasingly paying more of their own dollar for that care. So those three principles are, first, a principle of transparency, and that transparency goes to all things. So can information about my physicians, what they practice most, all of the data about them that's out there, have I organized that and ensured that it's accurate? That's one, you know, part of transparency. The other parts of transparency go to things like creating transparency in clinical quality. So while it can be daunting to imagine that you want to release to all of your consumers in your marketplace how you're performing on a clinical quality basis, it can be a really important differentiator, and it's critically important data. It can really begin to drive business change and business decisions when you commit to it. I would say the emerging category within transparency is going to be around cost, and how do we as healthcare providers provide a good, accurate, you know, informative view of cost. So those make up the area or the principle of transparency. The second principle is around accessibility. And in our terms, we think about accessibility of, you know, providing care at a place and a point in time that's convenient for that consumer and ensuring that you've removed all the friction, excuse me, in the process. Research and make an appointment are good examples of creating higher accessibility. You know, the ability to make a physician's schedule public and allow consumers to self-schedule is an enormous satisfier for patients, and it just creates a lot more accessibility. It's just easier to choose your physicians and to work with your health system. And the last principle is around engagement. And increasingly, you know, less of healthcare is going to happen in the traditional settings that we tend to think of in a clinic or in a hospital setting. We've got, you know, we're taking urgent cares and new methods of meeting the consumer where they are in their communities. But engagement has to go beyond that. Engagement in the future will have to reach consumers in the place where they live their daily lives. to be able to influence and impact the decisions that are, you know, am I eating right? Am I exercising? Am I taking care of myself? Do I have, am I showing some signs that there should be some sort of clinical intervention? And the wonderful thing is that technology has given us a whole new set of tools, and there's a lot of really compelling data sets out there to help you really personalize and reach people to engage them between the times that they're in your clinic or in your hospital.
And Andrea, if someone wanted to get a copy of the report to the nation, where can they go?
So you can go to healthgrades.com to get a copy of the report to the nation and also view the HealthGrades Health Index.
Andrea Pearson, thanks for joining us today on the Hospital Finance Podcast.
Thank you very much.
If you enjoy the Hospital Finance Podcast, please head up to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a positive review.
This concludes today's episode of the Hospital Finance Podcast. For show notes and additional resources to help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital, visit Bessler.com/podcasts. The Hospital Finance Podcast is a production of Bessler. Smart about revenue, tenacious about results.